My fellow Americans all across this great nation and all across the globe. It has been, to say the least, a long journey for me. I'd like to thank all the viewers, all the listeners that have been communicating with me for the last about year and a half, 2 years, where I have not been running my podcast. And this podcast, we're not really going to get too much into politics, because I'm going to start running my podcast again. This is something that fulfilled me. This was something that made me feel alive inside. I enjoyed it. But unfortunately, sometimes life throws obstacles at you, and sometimes circumstances don't allow you to do what you love to do. But sometimes you got to push through it. As hard as life hits you, you got to hit back. And I'm just going to go through my little journey of what's been going on in my life for the last 2 years. This will be a short podcast, but I will be running another one on Wednesday and Friday. All my podcasts will launch every morning at 7 a.m. So you guys can catch me Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. I will have some phone lines dedicated to you guys. So when you guys want to call in, tell me your story and tell me what's going on in your lives. Did open a relaunch to TikTok, a TikTok channel. It's at Jase Haber, J-A-S-E-H-A-B-E-R. Feel free to follow. Gets a lot of people upset with the things I put in there, but it's a start. I'm reamping the channel. I'm reamping the Republican Nation TRN again. So it's been quite the journey for me, guys. I've always been a pretty independent individual. So for those of you who didn't know about, I would say about almost a year and a half, 2 years ago, Hurricane Ian hit Southwest Florida, the area that I live in. Me personally, my entire life, I've always ran businesses. I have never been a person I've never worked for anybody else. I've always had that gift to work on my own. I work hard. My work ethic is amazing. At least I've been told this. I'm not sure, but I have been told my work ethic is really good. So I've always been pretty successful in the business world. So when Hurricane Ian hit last year, I had major circumstances occur. I had a rental car business. And for the most part, I'd say my entire business collapsed within hours. Within hours, my whole entire business collapsed along with my entire world. Because that was the way that I fed my children, paid my bills, and continued to do what I enjoyed so much, which was doing podcasts. Because I never asked for donations. I've never asked to make any money off of the podcasts. I do it simply because I love talking politics. I love debating. I love to get to know, to give you guys a voice on a platform for those of you that don't have voices and have situations going on in your lives or have political views that are being censored all over the place. And I like to give that platform over on my podcast. I worked real hard. I dedicated lots of years of my life doing this. I enjoy doing it. So that happened. And then that was just a spiral effect. That was just the beginning of just a roller coaster ride. Because at that point, once my business collapsed, it's hard to admit, but you know, I started drinking a little bit heavily. Couldn't find myself. I was lost. I was completely lost. I recall the day that I went and I saw and I looked at my business. I saw that I had that everything just collapsed on me, and I was lost. I didn't want to start all over again. Of course, you know, I didn't want to talk politics, but yes, unfortunately, Joe Biden was in office, so prices were not the same, interest rates were not the same, so it would have been very difficult for me to reamp this business again, the car rental business. Along with that, you know, and the heavy drinking, I had almost like writer's block when it came to business, and I had to make a difficult decision, and I had to go into the workforce. Something I'm not used to. And it's not a difficult decision because you guys do it every single day. And this country would never be able to run without the working class and without all those men out there, all those hardworking men and women that go out there every single day work to maintain their family. And now more than ever that I'm doing it, I have the most utmost respect. Now I understand more about America than I think I knew a year and a half ago. I knew what I stood by. I knew what it was. Coming from a family of immigrants, they came to this country for a better opportunity, to give us a better opportunity. They fled a country, a communist country. But I never really knew how hard it was for everybody else. And I think that this has been a lesson in my life. I mean, it has been a giant lesson in my life. And I have been truly blessed that where I chose the career path that I chose, I went up in the food ladder pretty quick with that company, and it's going real well for me now. It really is. I have a lot of people that I am blessed to say have given me opportunities. I mean, I've accomplished things in this company that takes people 10, 15 years, and I've done it in a year and a half. So that being said, you know, that's something that I am very proud of. My wife is proud of, but I had to step up to the plate. I have mouths to feed, and I know we're all struggling right now, and I know we're all going through so many different things. I see it. I wasn't used to seeing, you know, getting a paycheck and thinking, well, I'm going to have a huge paycheck, and then suddenly I see all these taxes being removed, and of course, you know, all these taxes are being mismanaged and being used for everyone but Americans. But again, I said, it's so hard for me not to talk politics because this country's just falling apart. I mean, there's so many things that I lost track of that I haven't been able to talk to you guys about, like the indictments on Trump, everything that they're doing to try to destroy what we believe in and the Make America Great movement, which is not even a bad movement. Because, I mean, I get these feedback consistently on TikTok on people attacking me and telling me cult leader, this, that. I mean, I don't see anything even foul with the fact of Make America Great Again, or Make America Great. I mean, it's, we want to make America great. Like, that's every American should want that. But with the chaotic world that we live in right now, and the way things are right now, people are lost. People are ignorant. People are stupid. People do not feel what others are feeling. People are not going through what we're going through and the journey that we're going through in life. And a lot of these people that stand up for these certain things, they've never experienced losing everything, or they've never experienced the heartache or the worriness of not being able to put food on your family's plate, on table, not being able to just do the simple things like go to a restaurant with your family and just enjoy a day out. It has been quite a journey, a very humbling journey for me, a very difficult journey for me as well. I'm not used to having a schedule. I'm not used to people telling me what to do. I'm not used to having bosses above me tell me this, that. You know, it's been an adjustment, but a blessing at the same time. I've gotten to know a lot of people, and I've actually been able to see the world from a different perspective. The struggle's real. Every one of us is going through it in one which way or another. And I'm here to let you know you're not alone. For sure you're not alone, because what I've gone through, the inner battle that I had with myself and alcohol, I'm not saying that I was an alcoholic per se. I was using alcohol in the wrong way. And I got control of it, of course, but it was just very, very rough because I couldn't accept the fact of the situation that I was in, and I couldn't figure out a solution. I've been kicked down before. I've had issues where my businesses have collapsed or due to the economy or whatnot, but this time I couldn't get up. And it was a very hard thing for me to do. So for all of you guys and gals out there that go out every single day and work for your family, be proud of what you're doing. Because I take a lot of pride at working and making sure that my family's taken care of. And every one of you Americans out there from the people that run paper mills, from the people that do the construction and build these beautiful buildings for us, work on the roads, law enforcement that protect us every single day. They go out there not knowing if they're coming back home to their family. We appreciate you. We love you. And we stand by you. But I felt I had to give an explanation on why I couldn't be consistent in running this podcast. It was just very difficult. I work the nights, so I rose up, but I am in nights, so I work the graveyard shift, which makes it extremely even more difficult for me to do anything because I sleep throughout the day. So it's just been rough. It's been a journey. And it feels as if it's almost coming to an end. Hopefully, come election time, we can all put this behind us. But not that I'm blaming everything on Joe Biden, because the reality is that guy's a foolish imbecile. Can't even finish a sentence. But sometimes these things need to happen to people in their lives in order for you to be able to get up and realize and really appreciate the things that are really important in your life. Materialistic things aren't everything in life. Family is, love, being loved. And for those of you out there, again, that are going or went through the same struggle that I went through, I have the utmost respect for you, because it is not easy. Life is rough. Right now, we're going through probably a very rough time in U.S. history and in general around the world. And I'm here, you know, and I'm going to continue to fight the good fight, though. Don't think just because I'm just breaking down the reasons behind why I haven't had a chance to do a podcast. I've been getting my own life together. I've been working on myself. I've been working on my family. I've been working on making sure I find that place that makes me happy. And it always comes back to the Republican nation. I always enjoyed doing this. This was something I did purely out of love. I never did this for profits, because believe me, guys, I used to give away, for those of you who listen to me, I used to give away hats, I used to give away everything. I made no money on this. I did this because I enjoyed what I was doing. And I'm going to continue to do this because I'm not going to let anything get in the way of my joy. And I want to give every American out there a voice. Of course, I still have the email address, arepublicannation@gmail.com. That's the letter A, republicannation@gmail.com, if you want to say your story. I will have on Wednesday a dedicated phone line for you guys to call in. You could stay anonymous. You guys can say your story, speak your piece. I could tell you a close friend of mine went through the same thing. He lost his business as well. And I was there for him. And, you know, me and him talked a lot. We shared our pains. We shared our common ground. Suffered a lot as well. He seems to be getting back on his feet as well, and I'm very happy for him. He knows who he is. And it's been a journey, and it's happening to everyone. And it's just been a really rough journey. But that being said, I'm proud to say that I believe I've survived it, and I'm getting to where I need to get to. And I'm going to continue to fight the good fight, because there's a lot of battles out there. We're in DEFCON 5. And we really need to get out there, and we really need to get this country back in order. We need to fight back. And when I mean fight back, before I even people start assuming, we need to fight back by voting. We need to be, we need to spread the word. We really, really need to bring back what America's all about. And I'm telling you, I have a lot of inner peace right now with myself. I understand what I'm doing. I understand where I'm going. And if I can get through this, and believe me, I'm not that I am a stronger man or than anyone else out there. I actually really broke. I mean, this broke me to the point that I've never been broken in my entire life. And it has been one of the hardest things to accept, which it was very painful. I went through a lot of pain. I put my family through a lot of pain, through my pain. They all saw it. From my parents to my wife, to a certain point, my kids even felt the pain. I'm going to play a nice little song that this song touched my heart for some reason. And then I'm going to, you know, tell you what the concept of everything that we're going to be talking about. And then we're going to make it short, sweet, and simple because we're going to be hitting hard come Wednesday. But I'm going to put a song that I enjoy so much and I just love it.
I can't hide myself. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Being a man is what you make it. You can't always live up to expectations. You try to please everybody while you struggle, so you fake it and end up out of balance, compromising situations. As a good man, do what he should, man. I'll give everything he has and do everything he could, man. You might find yourself feeling all alone inside a house you built that you don't recognize as home. And that's what my daddy told me, and I'll tell my son the same. Now that I'm older, I relate, and I actually feel his pain. He never cried, he might have lied, but he did not complain. And he said, son, one day you'll have to do the same. I get emotional when I stop and think, and I look around beyond the county lines of my small town. I think about all the men out there who feel like I do now, who are screaming on the inside but won't ever make a sound. I don't expect you to understand. I just hope I can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely road, and they don't care about what you know. It's not about how you feel, but what you provide inside that home. Don't give up, keep fighting. As a man, our sun is our horizon, and our father's actions play a role, and we end up like them. So they can't let us see them hurt, cause we'll embody what they do and start a generational curse. No wonder most men are so depressed, all the things that they can't express. They go to war, get thrown on the shelf, then go back to war with their mental health. Then grab that bottle and ask for help, try to pull themselves out of hell. Then fall back down and then realize that they're gonna have to do it themselves. It's the circle of life as a man. They don't know what you're worth till the day that you die, and that's when they start crying. Then move on to a man to confide in. That's why we feel we can't hide ourselves. We can hide. We don't expect you to understand. We just hope we can explain what it's like to be a man. It's a lonely.
Inside that home.
So that song got me through a lot. There was a period of time where I was really, really going through some stuff. And that song really got me through a lot of stuff. And again, it's not just a man. A woman goes through the same thing. Raising kids. I admire my wife every single day for everything she does. My wife is my rock. And honestly, I am so grateful to have her in my life. She has been my rock throughout this process. She has put up with so much shit. But again, guys, you're going to get through this. We all get through this shit. And I believe that the part of life is this journey that we take. And sometimes we need to get this reality check. We need to get laid, pardon my French, we need to get laid the fuck out to humble ourselves and realize the things that are going out there, the struggles. I was never really, since I was always in my own kind of like world, I had my friends and all that stuff, I never really experienced so many things that I've experienced. I can tell you that 3 weeks ago, and this really, really affected me. It hit me at home because I have a son, you know, an 18-year-old boy that I see every single day. Every single day I see him, every single day at work. He's always telling him, good morning, good morning, good morning. And never said good morning to me. Quiet, very quiet. He ended up hanging himself. 18 years of age. His birthday was 2 days after his funeral. What was so bad that at 18 years, when you're starting your life, when you are just beginning your journey in life, would make you do something like that? And it puts so much perspective into everything, and the arguments that we have about the stupidest things. And I got a phone call today that somebody else that worked alongside with me shot herself yesterday. These are things I had never been exposed to in my life. And maybe it's because I kept into my own world. I just focused on my businesses and my world, my family. I never really was exposed to too many people, except for the ones that I actually knew personally. And we don't know what's going on in people's heads. People are suffering every single day, from young kids to grown adults. And I just want every American out there to know that your struggle is my struggle. We struggle together. We stand united. And now I'm going to tell you what we're going to be doing moving forward with this podcast. I will be streaming live. I'm going to find a way. That's not yet in the books. I still don't have a schedule for that. But I will be streaming live. And I will be running my podcast. And I will be making sure that every single American out there has a voice, can say what they feel, not being censored, not giving a shit what anybody thinks, being able to say your story and what you feel without any bias, without anybody criticizing you, whether you're Democrat, Republican, whatever. I mean, we're not going to agree. I can guarantee you liberals, we're not going to agree on many subjects, but we might find some common ground on some subjects. But I can tell you that we're going to get back into this train, into this Make America Great train. I don't even call it the Trump train. I call it the just Make America Great, because it is great. This is a great country. If not, people wouldn't be dying and fighting. And although I'm against the immigration issue that we have right now, people are dying to get to this country. There's a reason for that. This is the greatest country in the world. The greatest country in the world. And I want to keep it that way. I love this country. And I love all the I love everyone in this country. Every single person in this country I love. I even love liberals, for God's sakes. Don't agree with them, but I love everyone. And I strongly believe that this country needs a very, 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 very huge change, because the American people can no longer continue to struggle like this. And I'm just going to hit you one little fun fact. One little fun fact of something that I just read the other day, and it was just interesting because, okay, so this is just so you guys can understand, because I hit with facts. I don't ever try, I'm opinionated. I will always be opinionated because obviously you have to have an opinion along with facts, but, or you can just have your opinion in general. But for example, taxpayer dollars, we pay taxpayer dollars to fund consistently anti-American activities, right? So this is just the federal funding that we've used in universities in 2023. Columbia University, $1.2 billion. Penn, $955.6 million. NYU, $805 million. Yale, $776.8 million. Cornell, $736.2 million. Harvard, $676.1 million. UT Austin, $645 million. Berkeley, $451.4 million. Princeton, $403 million. GWU, $200.2 million. And that's not even including, and these are universities that are indoctrinating our children. And yes, my children mean a lot to me. And I want to make sure that they get proper education. And that's just university. That's not even including the money we're sending to Ukraine, to this war that is apparent, that is an apparent war that makes absolutely no sense, because it is a war, yet celebrities can go visit the president as if nothing's happening. I don't know what kind of war that is, but when people are freely going to Ukraine and hanging out with the president of Ukraine, doesn't sound like much of a war. But we'll get into detail on that on the next podcast. On the next podcast, I'll break down why Russia's doing what they're doing. It makes sense from Russia's point of view and their history and Moscow and invasions in Moscow, territory, and the reason that they're expanding into Ukraine, specifically Ukraine. One of the most corrupt countries, where we all know all of our politicians are laundering money through there. That's why they care so much about it. But anyways, I said that this is just a little clip of what I want you guys to know what we're going to get into. But my main focus and my main goal will always be the same goal that I've always had, to have your voices heard. We're going to continue to fight for America, for American values, for God, country, and the people in this country. And every one of you is going to have a voice. This is going to be big. It's going to be bigger than it was before, because I'm coming harder. And I'm going to make sure that we continue fighting the good fight. And I'll leave you with a song that motivates me every time I listen to it. On my way to work, I listen to it just because it makes me realize of what America really stands for. What we stand for.
Sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough? Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. We will make America great again.